Rahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not pass the night with wealth in his possession. Hazrat Uqba radiallahu anhu says that he read his Asr Salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up swiftly, stepping over the shoulders of the people, went to one of the houses of his wives. People, not knowing what the emergency was, were very confused. After returning, he noticed the people's confusion and explained that he had suddenly remembered leaving behind a piece of gold in the house, and he was afraid that he would pass away while he owned a piece of gold, for which he would be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. So he had hurried home to tell them to give it away immediately. A still more amazing story has been mentioned by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. She says that during the illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she had with her 6 or 7 dinars belonging to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he told her to give away immediately. As she was busy looking after him, she could not give away the money immediately. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her whether she had distributed the dinars, she replied that she had done nothing about them because she had been busy taking care of him in his illness. He asked for the dinars and, placing them in his hand, said, "How would it be if Allah's Rasul were to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while having these with him? That is, he would feel ashamed to meet his Rabb while owning these dinars." She once said, "Some gold coins were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by someone at night. As a result, he could not sleep until she gave them away late in the night." Sahal radiallahu anhu says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 7 gold coins which he had kept with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. He told her to send them to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, but he soon fainted, as a result of which Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha remained busy. This was also during the illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A little later, when he recovered, he gave the same instruction and again fainted. This happened a few times. Finally, the coins were sent by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, which he distributed. This happened during the day. The next night, Sunday night, was the last night of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that night, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha had no oil in her lamp. She sent the lamp to a woman in the neighborhood for filling it with some oil, saying that it was needed for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was very ill and was about to pass away. SubhanAllah, wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.